Hey Before Church, Happy Advent. My name is Johnny and I currently serve as a keyboard player and camera person on the creative team. I want to welcome you to a very special Advent edition of the Weekly Liturgy podcast. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. During this Advent season and throughout Christmastide, we'll be reading and responding to scripture passages that can be found in our Before Advent devotional. We hope that the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. As the holiday season is beginning, it's easy to get lost in the hustle and bustle of all that we have to do and all the things that we're looking forward to. In the midst of that, let's take a moment to focus together on the presence of God wherever we are. Close your eyes if you can, and as the music plays, imagine the cares of your day melting into the background as you fix your eyes upon Jesus.
Lord, I'm hungry for you. Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you. So I wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, your all this heart is living for. Lord, I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Jesus, you're all this heart is living.
Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapters 1:26 to 31 and chapter 2, verse 3 through 18 and 25. We'll be reading from the NIV. As I read this familiar passage, visualize a scene in your mind. What stands out to you? What is God bringing to your mind today? And then God said, "Let us make mankind in our own image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." And so God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves along the ground." And God said, "I will give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw all He had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. And so the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. And so the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. And the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. And the man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." And that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Now Adam and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame. Let's take a moment and reflect on this passage. As you visualize the world described in this passage, what is it that stands out to you? In what ways is our world similar or different to what is being described here? What longings does this passage bring up for you? Since the very beginning, God has been in the business of blessing us. And we see in this passage that God has blessed mankind and told them to be fruitful and increase in number. God gave man dominion over every single living creature on earth, even plants. And isn't it cool that in the middle of all of this, God noticed that the man was alone and saw that that wasn't good. God saw that everything else he had created was good except for this little detail. And so from the man's own body, God created a companion for him, one who was perfectly compatible with him in every single way. And God saw that the man had a need, and he provided for him more than he could have ever even imagined. God knows our every need, and sometimes even before we know them. As we begin our Advent season, I encourage you to rest in God's promises that he has our every need taken care of, and that he will be faithful to provide for us in more ways than we could imagine. Let us also not forget the times that God has provided for us in the past and thank him for being our provider. Now let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. We serve a good God who created a beautiful world. Let's spend a few moments together thanking him for some of our favorite parts of creation. In this passage, we see the world as it was meant to be, before sin and brokenness entered the picture. What parts of this perfect world do you most long for? Share with God what's on your heart this Advent season. We know that the world we live in now is not as harmonious and good as God's original design. Spend a few moments presenting to God whatever broken situations, people, or circumstances that are on your heart today. Ask that his work of redemption would be evident, and if there's anything that you can be a part of that work. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. And if you haven't already, make sure that you pick up a copy of our B4 Advent devotional so that you can follow along throughout this Christmas season. Physical copies are available for pickup at our services, and you can find an electronic copy on our website. Also, make sure you're subscribed to the B4 podcast on iTunes or Spotify so that you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, we drop a new episode of our weekly liturgy podcast. If you subscribe, you'll also get our weekly teachings on Mondays and our conversational podcast on Tuesday. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.